Good morning, my delicate little creature. You greet your giantess with a mumble? Is this customary among humans? Aw, you look so sleepy. Such a cutie. Get some more sleep for me, babe. You don't have anything to do today. Just stay comfy. So sleepy? Yeah, you are my sleepy head, aren't you? Poor boy. Your shoulders feel so cold. When did you escape from under the blanket? You're not going anywhere. I need to warm you up, don't I? Oh, hush. You can barely even speak. Now, close those lovely eyes of yours. It feels good when you do, right? Shh, no words, just sleep. Aw, did you just try to say please? Oh, babe. If I continue to talk, it'll be much harder for you to go back to sleep. You like to hear me talk? Are you sure it's fine? I'll never understand your fascination with my voice. It's not as booming or as deep as the other giants, but I won't question it. Oh, you're such a puppy when you've just woken up. Just less hairy and without a tail. You sound like one sometimes. You know, with this look, you could ask for anything your heart desires. You know that, right? Here comes that ambulance again. We're on such a busy road. Anyway, I'd give you everything your heart desires in this life and in the next. That must be the reason why you do it so frequently. You know that you have this effect on me. I know you don't ask for much, but that's what makes me want to do so much more for you. You're not greedy. Yes, just for my attention, I know. Oh, by the way, I really hope I wasn't the reason why you woke up. Sorry for tossing and turning. I was afraid at one point that I had rolled over your body. You're so small underneath me. I tried going back to sleep, but it was just not happening. Especially with how loud our neighbors are right now. And they say I'm too loud. I'm not the one that likes moving furniture around at 3 a.m. almost every single day. Wait. Much more important than our stupid neighbors. Did I actually hurt you? Oh, please tell me if I did. I wouldn't forgive myself if I did. That's good. I don't know what I'd do if my man got hurt due to my actions. Well, yeah. Actions that you don't specifically request. Your bruises still haven't gone away from our last special night, have they? Of course every day is special when I'm getting to spend it with you. But you know exactly what I mean. I also don't want anyone to think I'm hurting you, my wild bull, in ways you don't want. You're lucky I didn't break you. I know. I know that's exactly what you wanted. I can't resist giving you what you love. Oh, speaking of which, somebody sounded like they were having a good dream. You were making the cutest little whimpers I've ever heard. Do you remember what you were dreaming about? I'd love to know. I am quite nosy. Guess? Were you thinking about me? Yay! That makes me so happy. Now, what specifically about me? Oh, was it about my strength? About how I tower over you? Maybe it had something to do with me backing you into a corner and picking you up so effortlessly. Ah, you're blushing. I must have hit the nail on the head. Ah, don't be so embarrassed, cutie. Let me see your handsome face. I like when you admit to me these types of things. From what you've told me about humans and their judgmental ways, you show me just how strong you are. I know I'm repeating myself, and please forgive me, but you're not ashamed to be in love with a woman that could easily crush or throw you. You don't feel like less of a man simply because I'm taller than you. You accept me, and I accept you, no matter what those idiots out there might think. You've helped me think better about myself in a society that wants to keep me down, and I don't have to go through this alone anymore. You are perfect. My perfect, amazing, irresistible man. Thank you for existing. See what you've done? You've made me even happier than I was a few minutes ago, just by seeing you sleeping. Are you sure you don't have the ability to control the emotions of others? Babe. While you were whimpering and enjoying your dream, I had my own thoughts about you. Yes, indeed I did. How could I not when the love of my life is snuggling up to me for warmth? With each whimper, I'd pet your head and you'd come even closer. One of the nights where you were really eager to step into the bedroom, the night you wanted me to be a complete dom over you, you were so eager yet so nervous. What was it that you told me again, right before you kissed me and we became one? No, I want you to say it. It sounded so cute coming from your lips. Yes, exactly. I am yours, my queen. I had never had anyone call me that before. Hell, I've never had someone treat me as well as you have, let alone a human. You looked as if I had cast a spell on you. Huge pupils and a dreamy gaze. I cupped your face, and you looked like you were about to melt. So many firsts happened on that night. Definitely was my first time breaking a bed. Sorry about that again. Again. In my defense, being in the heat of the moment, I think even the smartest of giants wouldn't have thought about if a human-sized bed was able to handle the weight of a non-human. Even when it crashed to the ground, it didn't stop us from focusing on each other. That's how deep our love is. Oh, but how we felt afterwards. I never thought a human could handle me as well as you did. As you still do. You see where I'm getting at, don't you? I'm not really trying my best to hide it at this point. Honestly, you've put me in the mood to have some fun. It's taking a lot of restraint to keep myself from doing more than just run my fingers up and down your arm. I crave so much more of you. Even though I'm next to you, my body's feeling so lonely right now. And only you can fix that. Tell me, my little teddy bear, is there something I can do for you right now? Would you like to eat first? Or would you like to have the usual to start your morning? It'll probably make you want to go right back to sleep. Are you asking me if I can wait? Look me in my eyes, babe. Look deep into them. Look at my pupils. Does it look like I can wait? Then let me get really into detail about what other things I've been thinking about you while you were asleep. Maybe you'll understand this need that's building up in me. You left your computer monitor on an interesting page a few days ago. I was going to look away. I don't want to get into your business unless you tell me about it. But I noticed an interesting picture on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
It was a man over a woman. It was a special position called a mating press, right? Aw, baby, don't look away. You know I'm accepting of many of your interests. Is this something you'd like to try with me? We wouldn't be able to do it? Why not? Oh, that does sound kind of impossible, doesn't it? Well, is there a reverse to it? I know many of these positions typically do, where the women's on top. Maybe I can be on top. I have no problem with being on top if it brings you happiness, my love. It's what I strive for every single day, to put a smile on that beautiful face of yours. Oh, babe, you're showing clear signs that you want this. Well, of course I can tell. Each time I pretty much call you out on something that you really want, you begin to get a little fidgety. You scratch your head. You look away. You have this intense grin on your face that just won't disappear. Not to mention, I can feel how hot your face is getting. You really need this, don't you? Well then, I'm here to please you, baby. And if this is what you need, something so simple, then let's do it. Let's have some fun. Would you like to do some foreplay first? Or would you like to get right into the action? You know me, baby. I am always ready for you. You really love it when I drag you on the bed like this, don't you? My tiny man, so fragile, yet craving for such rough treatment. I'll give you exactly what you're asking for, baby. You will tell me if you feel any form of discomfort, all right? Your safety is more important to me than any form of fucking. Great. Now let me show you just how much power an Amazonian has. God, I love your cock so much. Do I love your cock more than I love you? You're really being a goofball at this very moment. I should really get a gag for you. We'll think about it after, okay? You just relax. No thinking. Just feel. Just enjoy the feeling of me pounding myself on you. Oh. I'm glad I looked at that computer too. You want me to go faster? Are you sure? I don't want to hurt you, baby. As you wish. You're moaning much louder than me for once. This has to be really good for you, huh? Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, baby, I fucking love you so much. Oh, God, yeah. Oh, you want to come inside of me, baby? Oh, I don't fucking mind. Do it, baby. God, yeah. I'm not going to let go of you until you do. I love the moments when we can come at the exact same time. Oh, it feels so good. We didn't last very long, did we, baby? I don't mind it if you don't. I want seconds, though. I'm still so very hungry for you. Baby, how do you feel? Is your pelvis hurting? Oh, not again. You're gonna end up having bruises after this. I know you don't mind, but I do. I wish I could just kiss your body and make you feel better. I don't want to do more damage to you. You're such a bad influence on me, baby. Let's flip over. Do me missionary. Oh, God, your cock's so fucking big. Holy shit. Just hearing your moaning.
Just hearing your moaning. I can listen to it forever. Now you want to be rough with me, huh? Be careful, baby. Mm-hmm.